In the name of terrorism, they want to pursue their pre-existing agenda, which is to crack down on the poor and to crack down on the left. The whole civil liberties debate has always struck me as a little surreal, because there's something right at the center of it which is never discussed by the civil libertarians, and that is our right to commit illegalities. What are all these constraints on the state about, except preserving space for people to break the law? Well, why would that be necessary? If you look at American history, it becomes painfully obvious. From the Boston Tea Party through to the sit-down strikes in Flint, Michigan, through to the Civil Rights Movement, progress has always been made in part by people violating the law. I'm not talking necessarily about violence, but I'm talking about breaking the law. What we're struggling to protect is our right to violate the law, because there is a recognition built into the law, though unspoken, that the state and its agendas are often oppressive and immoral, and therefore people have implicit in civil liberties the right to violate the law and the right to challenge the state. And this is true not just for revolutionary struggles, but even in reformist struggles, the right to violate the law is central.